good morning. It is your fully interactive Rock Talk radio program. And our next guest, we've actually had him on before, and he told us that he was going to have this thing coming out. Now we got him back to explain exactly where this all came from. Talking about Craig Shoemaker. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Have you seen my movie, Totally
yes.
Baked?
Totally yes. Baked. I loved it.
A comedy about the burning bush. Can you believe that 35,000 copies went to Walmart? I guess they thought it was a cooking film with Bobby Flay. Trust me, there's no lemon meringue pie being made in this movie.
And you gotta check the unrated version out.
Well, it's all unrated.
Oh, really? Okay, so there's not. What did Walmart do then? What did they say?
I guess they just put it in there. They must have, they must have liked it, because we do take all angles on marijuana. We don't just take one.
Right, right. And that's one thing. This movie, it's it's a comedy. It's a comedy first and foremost, but it points out some really interesting facts.
Yeah, a lot of hypocrisy that goes on. Well, I mean, it was all inspired because my son, I was singing that song, Joker Smoker Midnight Toker, and he's 7 years old. He goes, "What's a toker?" I go, "Someone that smokes pot." And he goes into the kitchen. He goes, "How do you smoke this?" And he pulls out a pot. You know, all right, I'm going to have to write a movie. I mean, it's like, what do you tell your kids? And I don't smoke pot, which is really strange for a guy that made a pot movie. I haven't in 20 years. I used to, and I was an idiot. I thought I was a genius, though. My friends would sit around. Hey, that was funny, man. You should write that down. Use it in your comedy act. And I write it down. I thought it was brilliant. I find this note the next day. I go, hamster nipples? What does that mean?
Hamster nipples!
Hamster nipples! And our face would fall off laughing if we said it. In meantime, we all thought we were going to get famous, too, with coming up with some slogan like that group of guys that came up with, "What's up?" This is what we came up with, our slogan, that we thought would catch on. How did that not sweep the nation?
I don't know.
And how high were we to think it would? We've got to spread the word now.
Now we're going to start it.
I'm telling you. So I do have the background. So I said, what is the story with pot? Why is it so demonized and criminalized? And so I did the research, and it's just unbelievable. It's corporate greed, of course.
Yeah, I mean, what you proved was that even the reason why it was criminalized. Well,
yeah.
It was more for corporate reasons than anything, because hemp was used for so many different things, and I mean, you know, kind of stepped on a lot of toes.
Oh, it did. Absolutely. It used to be our third largest cash crop. I mean, George Washington and Jefferson grew the stuff, and now it gets demonized, and we know why. It's the drug companies. They don't want you having it because it's a weed. You can grow it anywhere. You know, and so if they taxed it, our economy might be doing good. And there's, you know what, the outrage, there's no mothers against marijuana smokers because they're against drunk drivers. If you're stoned, you don't drive, or you go 5 miles an hour like a bumper car. You know what I mean? And there's no fights that break out if you're stoned. Really, how many Grateful Dead concerts or Fish have you heard about a rumble going over, you know, some bong juice? You spilled it on me, man. I'm taking you down. It just doesn't happen, and we talk about the hypocrisies about how alcohol is legal.
Right.
You know, because they have better lobbyists. You know, the stoners, they don't get up to Washington.
Exactly.
You know, so, I really did find out a lot. But don't get me wrong, though. The movie's got historical perspective, but it's also got tons of naked women and lit farts.
Yes. Yeah, I got to say that. Now, was that real?
Did no, really? That couldn't have been real.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you the inside tip on that. Those lit farts, or four of them, cost $10,000 in special effects, CGI, wow. They call it. My buddy goes, "I would have done it for $10.
Exactly.
Watch this." He pulls out a lighter, and he ripped one.
Oh, man.
We could have called my friend Joey and given him Slim Jims, dude. It would have been easy.
I'm telling you. I could have, you know, ate some cashews or something.
Okay. Now, there are so many different scenes in here which are just so hilarious, but so many of them, you got to be baked while doing them. My question is, which one was the one that you had to redo over and over and over again?
Well, I don't know if we did. There was this one scene. It was kind of weird. You know, John Oates, you know, of Hall & Oates.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I guess he's a fan of my comedy. He wrote me a letter. He goes, "It's John Oates of Hall & Oates." And I wrote back, "Yeah, right." And it really was him, right? So I go to the concert, and I used to like Hall & Oates. And I go to the concert, and I got to know him. He's a really nice guy. And I go, "Hey, man, I'm doing a movie. You want to come?" He shows up at the set next day with his 10-year-old and his wife. And he goes, "Hey, I'll be in your movie." He goes, "Can you make me a mustache I used to have in the 80s? So we had no money. We, like, chopped the director's hair and put it under his nose. So So there's Hall with his taped-on mustache, and Oates didn't make it because he was sick or whatever. So we didn't have a wig, and I used this girl. I said, just dangle your head over mine. You know, so we used her hair for my Hall wig, you know. And so we have this guy who's stoned, and he's paranoid, and he's freaking out. He goes, hey, man, I'm freaking out. I think I see Hall and Oates. And it's me and Oates doing Maneater.
That's right.
And so we had to do that. Those takes a number of times. We had some outtakes of Oates laughing at my Barney Fife impression. So
yeah, the outtakes are great. And when you did when I watched the outtakes and you did the Barney Fife impersonation about Barney talking about about weed.
Yeah.
That is just funny.
Well, my first comedy act ever was Celebrity Smoking Pot, and it was all about Floyd the barber being the dealer in Mayberry. You know, hey Floyd, check out this chronic. This will do something for you. Who is? I'm Heisey Kite, Barney. Who is good stuff? Ooh, yes. Can it be, Andy? There are seeds in my marijuana, Andy. That was my first comedy act ever. And I would end up just doing Curly from the Three Stooges on the floor, writhing around. That was my closing bit.
Oh, my God.